and Kanka, Growth of Functions. Remember the merge sort algorithm. We have an input array A, which is split into two subarrays. Each subarray is sorted recursively to give us two sorted subarrays B and C. And these two subarrays are finally merged while maintaining the sort order. Now, how many operations are needed to sort the array A? We let T of n denote the number of operations. And we have two recursive calls. T of the ceiling of n half is the work needed for the second recursive sort. And T of the floor of n half is the operation for the first one. Finally, how much work is needed for the final merge operation? Now it's easy to see that this is at least n, because B and C combined have n elements, so you can't check them, you can't even look at them in less work than n operations. And we will see in a later video that it is in fact exactly n. But for now, please just take that on faith. We add n for the merge operation. Now I want to look at the recurrence tree for merge sort. For simplicity, let's just assume that the problem size n is a power of 2. That means that when you halve n here, you get an integer, and you don't have to worry about the ceiling and the floor. So you get, instead of two different recursive expressions, you get 2 times t of n half, and then you get the plus n. This is not necessary, but it makes it so much simpler. To draw the recursion tree, we start with a single node, one problem, and a problem size of n. We have two recursive calls, so you get two children, two problems, and now note that the problem size halves, so you get a problem size of n half. You get a little bit of intrinsic work here, plus n here, that's equal to the problem size, so you get n there, n half, n half. Next step, you get two new nodes per node, two children per node, so you double the number of problems. You halve the problem size, so you get n quarter, n quarter, n quarter, n quarter, n quarter. Now, before we continue, let's have a little look at the work per level. At level 1, you have one problem and n operations for that problem. So you get 1 times n is equal to n. Second level, you have two problems, n half per node, so you get 2 times n half is equal to n. Third level, you get 4 problems, n quarter per node, so you get 4 times n quarter is equal to n. And in fact, it's going to continue like that when you continue to double the number of problems and halve the problem size. It continues all the way down until you have a problem size of 1. You can use the base case, and you get just a lot of nodes with no children, just a single operation per node. What we need to do is to count all these intrinsic operations inside each node. And we have started multiplying them up level by level, finding n operations per level. So to figure out how many operations there are in total, we need to find out how many levels we have. And then we need to look at what happens to the problem size. We start with n, and we halve and we halve and we halve until we are left with 1. We could move bottom up and double instead. You get 1, 2, 4, all the way up to n. And now you can see the pattern. You start with 1. So this is 2 to the naught, 2 to the first, 2 to the second, all the way up to 2 to the m. So remember, 2 to the m was the expression we had for n. So m is equal to the logarithm of n. And you have one level here for 0 as the exponent, 1 as the exponent, all up to m. So the total number of levels here is m plus 1. You have doubled from 1 all the way down to 2 to the m here equals n. So even at the last level here, you get n times 1 is n operations. So what do we see? We see that t of n is equal to n operations per level times log n plus 1 levels. So that's the closed form solution for the recurrence. Many sorting algorithms use n square operations to sort an array. Merge sort only uses n times log n plus 1, which is significantly faster. The source of this gain is a trick known as divide and conquer. Divide and conquer is what the Romans were so good at. Having a large country to conquer, they tried to split it in half and conquer it piece by piece, which was generally easier. It works very well in algorithms as well. If you look at the recurrence tree, what you see is that when the problem size halves for each step, you have much fewer levels. You only have log n levels instead of n levels. And that is where you get your gain in the number of operations. Divide and conquer is a very general technique, which you should be very aware of when you devise recursive algorithms. Divide and conquer makes faster algorithms than just decreasing the problem size by 1 for each step. We round off with an exercise. Draw a recursion tree for the following recurrence. T of n is 3 times t of n divided by 3 plus n when n is greater than or equal to 2. And for n equals 1, we have t of 1 equals 1. Assuming that n is a power of 3, use the recursion tree to find an exact solution for t of n. Good luck!